St. Mary of Egypt was born in the city of Alexandria from Christian parents. When she was 12 years old, Satan led her astray and made her his net, through which he caught innumerable souls. She continued in this sinful conduct for 17 years until the mercy of God touched her life. One day, she met people who were going to Jerusalem, but she did not have enough money to pay for the trip. So she decided to live a sinful life and give herself to the owners of the ship in return. In Jerusalem, she decided that she wanted to go to the Church of the Resurrection. But as she tried to enter through the door, she felt a hidden power pulling her from the back, preventing her from entering the church. Realizing that this was because of her uncleanliness, she wept and asked Saint Mary to intercede on her behalf. After praying, she was able to enter the church where she stood before the icon of Saint Mary and asked her fervently to guide her. She immediately heard a voice coming out of the icon saying, "If you cross the Jordan River, you will find rest and salvation." So she immediately rose and crossed the Jordan River to the wilderness, where she lived for 47 years. During her 45th year in the desert, Saint Zosima went to the wilderness during the Holy Lent, according to the custom of the monks there. While he was walking in the desert, he met Saint Mary of Egypt. After the greetings, she asked him to pray for her, because he was a priest. She also asked him to return the following year with the Holy Eucharist. Saint Zosima indeed returned the next year with the Holy Eucharist. In the following year, he revisited her, as requested, but she had already departed, and he saw a lion standing beside her body, and writing that said, "Bury Mary, the poor woman, in the dust of which she was created." The lion beside her body dug a grave for her, and Saint Zosima prayed over her body and buried her. When he returned to his monastery, he told the monks the story of the strife of this holy woman, and they all increased in steadfastness and progressed in their spiritual lives.